So y'all know we are amongst a whole lot of fuckbull shit, right? A lot of fuckboys are out there in the universe. I feel like that's all that the world has to offer.
Damn.
Some fuckboys. I mean, this is my opinion. I don't know about you and yours.
Yep, but I agree.
You know, there was a wise person that told me this a little while ago. Not that long, but just a little while ago. This person told me that amongst all these fuckboys, that I need to find just that one special fuckboy and just lean with it and rock with them.
They got to have potential, though.
Yeah.
They gotta so be you got to find that boy with potential.
That one fuckboy that you can see, like, okay, we can get past fuckboy, you know, status and just lean and rock with him instead of trying to go out and find that Prince Charming. And we know he does not exist anymore.
I'm about to say, is there such a thing?
So I was going to say, I don't think there's a thing. I don't know. But in the day and age that we are in now, these fuckboys, I mean, where y'all at? I just need to find a potential fuckboy that got all the potential. And potentially, we going to go have on, you know, some things. Not no house or nothing, because that's going to be my house, my D, my core. I'm not signing no core notes for nothing, nobody, okay? So, with that said, hey, you fuck boys, I holla.
Uno, dos, tres. Three, baby.
We perfectly designed crew, because we the big three.
What's up?
Hey!
What's up, y'all? It's your favorite crew, the Get 'Em Girl Crew Podcast. We back after a little while. We took a long pause for the calls.
Yeah.
I feel like I ain't sat here and chill with y'all in a minute.
It has been a while.
It's been a good little while.
Yeah.
But, you know, all is well. We had little hiccups, little health issues, little health scares. Rona came and visit, you know, because, you know, just Rona was just knocking on everybody's door. But it's all good. So we all good. We healthy. Now, as y'all can see, if y'all tuning into the YouTube, we are missing one. Of course. It's always one.
Always.
Always one. We missing one. But, you know, it's all good. Y'all just send y'all prayers out because, you know, she kind of like, you know, Con Yeezy right now and his mouth was wired shut. So she talking like this, like she 50 when he got shot all in his mouth. So, we can't have her in front of y'all like that. So, she's good. She just a little, closed mouth.
Her toothis is not doing that great.
Cleophis got them teethis and she gonna be gummins in a little while. Look, but it's all good. We love her, so, yeah. You know. Send her some love, shouting her out.
Right.
She'll be back in a flash, like, next week. Like, right. It ain't no fit. So, but anyway, so, did y'all miss us? Because I missed y'all.
I know I did. I missed doing this.
I missed potting. Like, I was like, damn, I really want to pot. I have some things I need to get off my chest. I got some things I really want to say.
Yeah.
So, we back. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, you know,
there's been a lot of shit happening since last time we just...
it's been a lot of stuff happening because, you know, last episode, several weeks ago, we was talking about... little loose neck ass. We was talking about them bulls, but... so, a lot of things have happened just amongst us in society, and we've been dealing with a lot. And then culturally, okay... and just around the world, period.
Right.
Y'all, we lost another legend. Because, yes, he is a legend in my book, okay?
Definitely.
I grew up with him. So, yep. He is definitely my legend. Yep. You know, one of my legends. And I'm still not trying to believe this. But DMX, he passed on.
Mm-hmm.
He is up there flying high, watching over us now.
Yes.
Growling with Pop Smoke. They trying to see who got the best growl.
Oh, my God. Stop. Stop.
Because now I'm like, every time it's thundering. Because, you know, over here on the East Coast, we've been suffering some, like, thunderstorms and stuff like that. And it kind of just came out of nowhere. And I was like, yo, I'm sitting here talking to the operations joint. I was like, yo, that thunder is so crazy. I was like, I could just, it's like DMX is up in heaven growling. She like, yeah, with Pop Smoke. I was like, yup. He up there. They both seeing who can growl the best, who got the best growl. Like, young boy, sit down. Even though Pop Smoke, you had a massive little growl. Okay, little young boy. But ain't nothing like that DMX growl, okay?
So, Lord have mercy.
It's stories upon stories that I could talk about with DMX, just with different people that I associate with. And it's funny how different DMX songs just tie us in together. I was like, it blows my mind. So,
yeah,
I don't believe it. I still don't believe it. It's certain things you just believe and you don't. But I'm still not ready to believe that.
Right.
And so, but of course, condolences out to his family, his friends, his children. He had what, 16? 15? 16?
I think last count may have been 17.
Oh, 17. Okay, so I'm off. I missed one or two.
But, you know, it. Yeah. You know, it's a big extended family.
Yes, big extended families. Like I said, especially with all his children and everything. And anyone, fans, any loved ones, anyone that was close to him, you know.
Yes.
We send our condolences out to the DMX, the Earl Simmons family. Yeah. All right?
And the services, they're going to have public service. They just announced this a few days ago.
Oh, right.
Public service is going to be at the Barclays Center. And that's going to be happening on the 24th. And then the next day on the 25th, they're going to be having the actual intimate family, close friend ceremony for the late, great DMX. So,
ooh, I wonder, they going to have a crazy lineup like they did with, like, Nipsey? Like, I wonder how
Well, they, you know, since everything just kind of came out, they, of course, are trying to pinpoint what's going to be where and how they're going to do everything.
Right.
And also, you know, how they're going to release tickets. Because with COVID, of course, it's not going to be just a show up and, you know, see, is going to be more of a, this is, has to be, you know, COVID friendly event. So, you know, they haven't came up with all of the details just yet, but they probably are going to be coming out very soon.
Have to, because the 24th is knocking on our door.
Right there. So, okay. You know, but it's just, it's crazy. It's still
very crazy.
I was praying hard for that. I was like, you know, he going to come through this. Like, everything else is going to be all right. And, you know, I was really sad to hear that he did succumb to, unfortunately, his body just couldn't take it any longer.
It was definitely a hurt piece. And just to see how, of course, when any you have any one that you admire, you looked up to, you know, you kind of grew up with, and they are in that professional setting.
Right.
And it's just a beautiful thing to see when people come together and we all just vibe and we love that certain person or people with the music that they've blessed us with. And you like, yo, I forgot about that song. Like X did do that song. Yeah. X was in that movie. You know, you forget about certain things until situations like this occur and you're kind of like, you know, it's a bummer and you bummed about it, but it's a good refresher too, just to keep, you know, for him, keep his, you know, legacy alive. Just keep him going.
Somebody had posted up, and this was like before he passed away, they were talking about this, about creating an album of just his prayers. And I like really hope that someone, you know, Swiss Beats, I need you to get this rocking and rolling.
Come on, Swiss.
Of like
Swizzy.
An album of just his prayers, because
you just think about, just
I difference. Would just love to have that, like, period.
And it's so strong, just the way he talks.
Right.
His voice, it just sends chills through you.
Yeah, so I really do hope that someone does, you know, make that happen. Because, you know, he was a very, very prayerful man.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, let's get that popping. But, you know,
That would definitely be something dope.
Yeah.
Very dope. That's something, even though I know he was working on an album.
Right.
Down and how he was talking about how he had, like, this album that he was working on had the most featured other artists on it
mm-hmm.
that he's ever done. And just by the way, he, like, when he would do his, like, just when he would just talk about it in his interviews, you would see just a different kind of light in it. And he was like, you know, it's something different. And what he's doing, and he's loving it.
Right.
He's loving the outcome of it, especially from the different artists that are being featured on it. So I can't wait for that. But yes, this Prayer album, someone please put it in rotation.
Yeah.
Please, let's get it going. Let's get that thing
if
burnt
Kanye
up and put it
can
on.
Have a gospel album, we need DMX Prayer album. Okay? Just saying.
I'm just saying.
Just saying. And no offense to Kanye and the gospel album.
Because
I heard it's amazing. I still haven't listened to it yet.
I can't fix myself.
But we need a DMX Prayer album.
Yeah, I'm with it. So I put my stamp of approval on that.
Yes.
Please and thank you. And then also, I believe it was the same day. Briefly. Real quick, y'all. Sorry. No disrespect to anyone else that thinks a little bit more higher than I do. But I'm still sending condolences, okay?
Right.
Because like I said, I believe it was the same day, right?
Yes.
He passed the same day as DMX. He passed mm-hmm. same day as DMX. And so that was Prince Philip.
Yep.
Okay?
Over there.
He was
across the pond.
Yeah, he was across them waters. And he was what? What they say? He was
99.
That man was 99. And now listen, I seen a lot of stuff that y'all posted on social media. I need y'all to cut y'all shit.
Stop.
Okay? Because it wasn't nice. Because at 99, what you think you gonna look like? That's all I'm saying. So
no, let me tell you, you know, Queen Elizabeth bagged a cutie. Cause let me tell you, back in the day,
okay,
I said, oh,
little swagalicious,
okay.
Little thing.
And I had seen an interview of one of her cousins that has unfortunately passed away. Mm-hmm. Since they did that interview. She was like, yeah, he was the most handsomest bloke out there.
Oh, was he?
Oh, okay. Well, okay there.
Sound alarms then. All right.
Right? So, yeah, you know, our prayers and condolences go out to the royal family.
Royal family.
Rest in peace, yeah. Prince Philip.
Yes, rest in peace. You definitely lived your life.
Had a wonderful life.
Had a blast, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay? And, but yeah, social media. Cut y'all shit. Business John needs y'all to cut y'all shit.
You know,
a lot
social
of stuff.
Media is just...
I mean, I had a little couple chuckles, but I'm like, damn, like, come on. He was knocking on, like, he was almost three digits. Like,
right.
Calm down. Chill right. out. But anyway, yes, condolences out to the royal family. And those of you all that love them, follow them, you know, condolences out to everyone. And we send our prayers out to all of those. Part of that team, okay? What else is on the agenda? What else can we talk about today?
Let's talk about J-Lo and A-Rod breaking up officially.
Allegedly.
It's official. They both made statements.
They did. And it's
saying
funny
it's
how,
official.
I get it, but watch. Just watch.
I mean, I think that it's done. Because they tried, you know, it was, they did some counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly,
mm-hmm.
A-Rod cheated.
Mm.
Allegedly.
What y'all think? I don't know.
I mean.
I don't know. Jenny from the block got some issues.
We just talked about fuckboys, so fuckboys gonna be fuckboys.
They is.
Don't matter.
You know, we can't be mad at the fuckboys.
Right.
They fuckboys. Yeah, okay.
Cause they
you're
out
right,
there,
right.
You know, sticking their thang-a-lang and everything
a-lang.
So.
He used to be a little cutie, but like now.
He's
like,
still cute. I still bag him.
He get old. I could tell.
No, if he was to, if he was to be like, look, social media John. Them pom-poms looking real cute. I'm trying to rub up on them. I'm going to be like, go ahead, A-Rod. You know what I mean? So,
Jennifer and Block ain't around the corner with no bet or nothing, right?
Y'all
right. really done.
Y'all
right?
really done, right? Like, she's not going to hit me up in my DMs. Like, I saw my man rubbing on your pom-poms.
Because I don't want to have to deal with Jenny.
Because I don't want to have to deal with Jenny from the block, okay? Like,
yo. cannot. Just saying. I cannot. But listen, so, like, they made it official.
Yes.
Okay. I'll see how long it lasts. I mean, even though they made it official, and I know that they've been trying to work on things.
Right.
For some, I don't know about this fire. I don't think it's all the way blued out.
No, you did say blued out.
I don't think this fire but, is I mean, blued out. Okay.
I just feel
City
like...
City girl style.
Like, J-Lo was done. A-Rod still want his woman. Mm-hmm. But I feel like J-Lo was like, bruh, like, let's just run these businesses we got together. I'ma do what I've been doing. You do what you was doing. And that's just, it is what it is.
But so. You know what? You know, for her to actually do that, and this is just from a woman's standpoint, he probably got somebody pregnant. Because...
Oh, my God. If it's a baby that comes out...
That's the only way, like, after this amount of time, like, yeah, we get sick and tired of getting sick and tired, but...
Well, they only been together for, like, 3 years, but, okay, so let's go back for a second.
I was gonna say, but it's
because they were supposed to be married by now. Mm-hmm. If COVID didn't happen, it would actually be a marriage that we would be talking about.
Yes.
An annulment, possibly.
Hmm.
I mean, I think that she, you know, dodged a bullet. You know,
I think it's her. She always dodging them weddings, boy.
Well, she got married and had her twins and was like, deuces, you know?
She don't last in nothing too long. Jenny be like, I can't let no grass go underneath these feet.
I know, that's right, girl. You better do what you do, okay?
She be doing them little fly girl feet real fast. She like, you know what? That pat.
She was like, I am over the age of 50 and I look like I ain't a day over 25, okay? I can't let no grass grow up underneath these feet.
And she didn't. Okay. And she's not. Obviously. So who's the next victim?
And I ain't mad at her. Do what you gotta do.
Or is she an entanglement?
Okay, right. So I'm gonna be like so extra right now. I'm gonna be so fucking extra. So does Diddy got a girl?
Ooh, you petty. Why? Oh my God, not Diddy.
You know he a changed man.
But no, they were saying Diddy took somebody out on a date. I forget who it was. And it was somebody else's woman.
Oh, Diddy. Never mind. I was trying to
be. They was on like the cusp of not really being together. But, you know, it was that kind of stuff. See, but Diddy be just doing, he be Diddy bopping wherever
you,
he
I was about to say, she be Jenny from the block and he be Diddy bopping.
All the time. Like, y'all need to cut y'all shit. Listen. We know
yo,
what it is.
That
these
was hilarious,
know what's
yo.
Going on.
Right,
we know what
exactly.
Is.
Okay, but yeah, never mind. Mm-hmm. I was going to go there because like that was just my nostalgia that like
okay.
jumped up just then.
But
I'm
you know,
let it go.
I mean, so from that, like, we could talk about this whole thing. Like, I didn't even hear about it. I didn't hear about this whole new scenario, guys. But the social media, John, she brought it to my attention.
Do you want me to talk about it?
You gonna have to talk about it. She brought it to my attention, and I was like, what? Like, since when, bro? I said, I guess this is just something that's happening in society. Like, I feel like every 3 months we change something. The definition of something gets changed.
What is this new generation? That's is this the millennials they calling them? What's this shit?
No, they're not millennials.
What are these damn generation? What is this generation?
I don't know. They need to get swept back underneath the
rug.
They
so sensitive. Okay, so. The Associated Press, right? Whatever. Mm. So they said that the word mistress is no longer supposed to be used. So now if there is a woman that is sleeping with a man or being financially taken care of by a married man, they are now supposed to be called companion. Friends or lovers. And that's because the term mistress is very derogatory against women. And men don't have that same word. But I, since I'm talking about it, I'm gonna just say it. I felt like that the male word for that was called a mister or a gigolo.
Gigolo.
Or just loop them both in one word and call them hoes. Like, it just was what it was.
Yeah.
Or a side piece.
A fuck boy.
A fuck boy / a fuck girl. Like, it just was what it was. But this sensitive ass generation that gotta change every fucking thing.
Y'all all need hugs.
Yo, like, no, they don't need, they need their asses whooped. Like, they took fucking these ass whoopings away, and now all they do is fucking TikTok and, you know, play fucking video games. And it's like, bruh, like, nah, like.
So, I'm so not with this. I do not agree. I mean, we all just, in different communities, we call it whatever. You call it whatever you want to call it. At the end of the day, you're a mistress, you're a mistress, okay? You, if it's a duck, quack like a duck, walk like a duck, it's a duck.
I'm a duck. I ain't gonna call you a chicken and you a duck.
Because y'all damn sure haven't changed up some of these other words that y'all should be changing up. But y'all don't care. Y'all don't care about those. Because as when she was telling me, I'm like, yeah, because, you know, not that long ago, they just start changing up the actual terms for different careers, you know, so you can't call someone, you can't, we can't say, oh, there goes a trash man, trash lady. Now they are special
environmentalist specialist or some shit.
I mean, I get it.
Right.
We want all want to sound special. Feel special. I get
have a little extra title on it.
Yeah, make you say, ooh, right. Oh, you do that? And at the end of the day, you a trash man or right. trash woman.
Right.
So with this whole mistress thing, I'm just like, can it. Can y'all please just can it?
So my thing...
It has no purpose.
It's just... Because when I think of a companion, right, I think of like Mr. John and Miss Susie that have been together for 20 years, but they ain't never got married. Mm-hmm. Like, that's... You know, they done both been married before. Yeah. They old. You know, Mr. John and Miss Susie, they together, but they, you know, they just, that's just Mr. John.
Yeah.
Or that's just Miss Susie. Yeah, they together, but they try to act. Like, that's what I think of when I think of companion. Right. You know, the lady that get mentioned in the obituary as the special friend, that's she's the companion. That's the companion, right?
She's and not then, the mistress.
I'm sorry, but all of my married friends that I have, ain't none of them niggas financially taking no responsibility for me. Which, if they would like to, I'm with the shit. Because I got bills, okay? And they need to be taken care of, okay? And on top of that, I ain't having sex with none of them niggas. So, and if I was having sex with any of them niggas, guess what? They wives would be calling me some raggedy names and it would not be a friend.
Not at all.
At all. Okay.
So, because, you know, when I say that's my friend, like...
That's my homie. Like, yeah. That's my friend.
And
like,
even in different terms, I could tell you, like, oh, yeah, that's my friend, but we know we fucking.
But, right.
Y'all might not know we fucking. Y'all but, might know.
Right.
Y'all might got a little itch saying,
Right.
They fucking.
Right.
But that's just my friend still.
But, and then, you talk about that, right? But then a lover. Look, if you my lover, like, you my lover, like, we just fucking.
You're my lover. That's it.
That's it.
There's nothing else to it. That's it.
That's it.
Hey, so, Usher, I am in town tonight.
Right.
I'm in the it's building.
It's 7 o'clock on the dot.
Okay.
I'm in my drop top. Cruising the
just
streets.
Come see me about something, bro. That's it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, it is what it is. So, let's just, if you a mistress, you a mistress. It yeah. is what it is.
Yeah.
If you are a gigolo, you are a gigolo.
Yes.
It is what it is.
Yes.
Like, y'all gonna do what y'all do regardless of what y'all being called.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not make it like it's a companion, a friend, or a lover. Like, that's really downplaying the situation at hand.
Most definitely.
That's definitely downplaying.
Like, what are we doing?
Right.
Okay. No. Like, I'm going to call you what I'm going to call you. Period.
Because best believe, if I was a married woman and my husband was sleeping with some other chick, the last thing I'm going to call her is a companion, a friend, or a lover.
He had a side lover. What?
No, he had a side bitch. He and I had to pull up on both of them motherfuckers. And tear shit up. That's what the fuck he had.
That's it. That's all. And I'm mad.
Oh, you want to call me about some shit? No, call that bitch ass mistress you had that was with you last night. See what I'm saying?
Or I can call it something else. It's going to be a whole lot worse than a mistress. So I think we should just go ahead and
right.
keep this
just
mistress.
Keep it what it is.
Yeah.
Just keep it what it
can
is.
Can we stop altering all these? Just stop giving. Just stop altering the names of, of these different words. Let's just keep it. If it's a duck,
I just
want to
know
what does
Merriam-Webster think about all this shit?
Okay.
Like, why y'all keep changing up words and definitions on us?
She's about to cuss everybody, okay? But
I'm just saying.
I'm just trying to really figure out. Maybe A-Rod had. He didn't have mistress.
He had a companion.
Yeah.
That J-Lo found out about.
He had a friend.
He had a lover.
And, you know, things went down that way. That's why they called it quits. Nah, I ain't feeling it, and I ain't with it. I'm sorry, guys. Nah, y'all can kick rocks. It's y'all say that, but it's for whoever you want it to be. I'm going to still say mistress when and if I have to.
Yeah.
I'm going to say mistress. I'm sorry.
Or I'm going to say hoe, or I'm going to say side piece.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to say bitch,
mm-hmm.
or whatever other word I come up with at the time to describe the bullshit.
And before we just cancel on all this, okay?
Can we cancel this fucking generation that keeps changing shit?
Can we please, little sensitive asses? But, like,
cancel
honestly, I'm sitting here thinking, just running it back in my head. I've never actually said, oh, you know, Johnny had a mistress. I ain't never really said that. That was textbooks. That was that black and white in the hardback book. You know, you reading about Johnny and then he was married to Olivia.
Right.
And now here comes Susan, the mistress.
Right.
Like, I never said anybody was a mistress.
Right.
But I know what one is.
Right.
So, ideally, no one really uses that term anymore.
But I'm not using companion, friend, or lover either.
Really? So...
It's going to be canceled. A whole nother choice word or grouping of words that's going to be used to describe.
Most definitely.
It ain't going to be companion, friend, or lover in that.
Nah, not at all.
In that grouping or... Nah.
I'm sorry, y'all. So I need y'all to get yourselves together about this.
Get y'all shit together.
And so now, while we also got to get our shit together, so we need to stand up again. As usual, we always have to talk about this. It's something always going on. The shit never stops.
Ever.
It never stops.
Ever.
And I'm trying to figure out. I'm just trying to figure out this bullshit. I don't know why I'm trying to figure it out, but I'm trying to. And I know I'm not going to get anywhere with it. So, first and foremost, okay? More condolences go out to the family of Dante Wright. Dante's how old?
He was 20.
20, right?
He was 20 years old. Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to make him older than what he was. So this 20-year-old young man had to lose his life in the hands from this police officer.
Yes.
Finding my choice words. I ain't gonna call him a mistress. But this police officer that mistakenly, quote unquote, thought that she was grabbing
taser
instead of her firearm. She grabbed her firearm and shot what she thought was a taser and striking this young man and killing him. Now, how do we get past this? I have no belief in this. I'm sorry. My mind, I can't wrap this around it. Even with the whole scenario and the situation at hand that happened, you're not going to mistakenly grab your taser. Grab your firearm
instead of your taser. So, it's now supposed to be where the taser is supposed to be on the whole nother
side
from your firearm, right? Mm-hmm. And also, you know, I haven't held a firearm in years. And I haven't held a taser in years. But the last time I held them, significantly different. So let me explain it, right? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to put this out here. I got a 20-pound dog, right? This is the firearm. It's the 20-pound fucking dog. I got a 3-pound dog. Mm-hmm. This is the taser. I can tell when I'm lifting up my 20-pound fucking dog versus my 3-pound fucking dog.
Yeah.
That's the significance of the difference of how they feel. You can tell that there's a difference. So.
And it's a difference on how it's held. It's a difference on the look of it. It's a difference. I know things happen in a split second.
But she had the gun in her
But don't hands. Most of them have yellow on it or something? It's like bright yellow on this damn taser. So you know it's the taser.
Versus the gun.
Versus your firearm.
And, you know, she had the gun in her hand for 8 seconds before she did fire the shot, right? In 8 seconds, you can a lot register in 8 seconds.
A lot.
So, in those 8 seconds, she could have known, guess what? I'm holding my gun. I'm not holding my taser. Let me put my gun back in my holster and grab what I actually meant to grab, which is the taser. And if she would have done that, we wouldn't even be having this conversation right now, right? But because her being extra.
Privileged.
We're having this conversation again about a young man who has lost his life over a traffic stop.
A traffic stop. And so with the, I don't know if you've seen, but I seen the body cam footage, right? So, and I know that a lot of people, I see different comments and things of that sort just coming from everyone, different walks of life. And we talk about how in this video you see her, right? She's talking and she says, I'm grabbing my taser. Right? She says this. Mm-hmm. But, quote unquote, mistakenly grabs her firearm.
Right.
So, in the system, now we're sitting here and trying to gather up all this information and all this feedback to come up with some type of resolution to see if, you know, what we're going to do to make this trial a trial, right? Even though she said it, but she actually did something else, does that still make that okay?
No.
No. So I don't understand where some of you people are out here saying that she stated that she was grabbing her taser.
But she did it.
But she did not.
And, you know,
she didn't. She didn't. Mentally, she did. But physically, she did not.
And
so that does not make it okay.
Like, we've all felt one thing and thought it was another, right? We've all done that. But at some point, you realize it's not the right thing.
Yeah.
And as a police officer, you are held to a certain standard. You are held to a certain creed. And I know people are like, oh, well, it's just her job. But guess what? If I work a job and I fuck up at my job, I'm getting fired.
Neck cut off. Chop. Boop. I ain't even getting checked.
This is the only job that you can work at and kill somebody. And it's your fault that that person is dead and you can still work.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So let's stop doing that. Yes, accidents happen. But if it's an accident that takes someone's life, it's going to be completely different than me just tripping down the steps.
Right.
Right. You know, that's a completely different accident.
Right.
They are charged. She has been arrested. She is now charged with, I believe, third degree manslaughter. And she can get up to 10 years for that. No, it's not enough time. But let's see if this happens. Right. And again, this is in Minneapolis where this happened. So right now, George Floyd trial is happening. They should be having a verdict as of the next time we speak to you guys. Mm-hmm. Praying on that. Right. And, you know, they didn't set that motherfucker on fire again because of this. Right. So let's see much. What's going to happen. You know, it's
too much that we have to deal with. We are tired. And I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of losing these young men and women to the senseless act of, you know, of the people that's supposed to protect us.
And what's so crazy is that it's like, y'all got the fucking trial happening there of a man whose knee y'all kept in his fucking, kept on him for 9.5 minutes. And you mean to tell me, y'all go from that to a year later,
yep,
someone getting shot.
Traffic stop.
Accidentally.
Yeah. It's,
come on, y'all.
It's too much. When can we stop? I would just want I can't remember if he was a lieutenant or a sergeant, but I would like him to do better.
Yeah.
Because to me, it sounds like he is kind of scripting.
Right.
What he would like to be said on behalf of this police officer. And make different kind of statements. We can say whatever we want to say, mm-hmm, but initially that did not happen. And realistically, if that lieutenant or sergeant is a parent, how would you feel?
Right.
Honestly, how would you feel? You cannot say, oh yeah, it was just an honest mistake. No, that's not an honest mistake. When are these people that are being put in these situations, right? Or causing these situations, when are they going to actually say, you know what? I fucked up. That's on me. I fucked up.
Right.
And, you know, it is what it is. Like, mm-hmm, whatever consequences come. No, none of us wants to go to jail. None of us wants to, right, you know, have certain things on us. But when can we actually sit and take the initiative to say, I fucked up. I did do that. It was my mistake.
Right.
My bad.
And, you know, me, my mom, and my sister were talking about this whole situation. And my sister came up with a good point, right? It's past the point of us just talking about training. Because at this point, the training doesn't matter if we're not changing the mindset of the officers that are actually in there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what the training is, right? Because the mindset is automatically like they're a criminal when you're just pulling them over for a traffic stop.
Right.
You know, and that's what has to change is the mind state and the mindset. You know, we.
Yeah.
So that this can stop being the go-to.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, because we can look at, you know, just different videos and say, and put them in comparison, but it's just like, it's not the same officer. So, how this officer thinks and feels is something totally different from this officer and what they think and they feel and their beliefs and their values of everything. And, you know, traditionally how they were raised.
Right.
You know, we can put them in comparison, but we can't because, again, they're totally different people. But, it's just the fact of you being a police officer.
Yeah.
Now, at this time. And those mistakes, it's not cool.
They're costing heavy.
Really heavy. And, I mean, listen, it's a lot of, in these different cities, and it's things just going on a day-to-day basis. It's out here, and it's alive and well. All I ask of all of you is not to let up. You know what I'm saying? Say his name. Say her name. keep it out alive and well.
Yes.
Regardless of what anyone else thinks, how they feel, say her name, say his name. Keep it relevant.
Yeah.
Because it is still relevant, still to this day, until we get justice.
And still a change happens.
Yep. Until change happens, we have to make it relevant. You know what I'm saying? So, on that note, we're going to take a pause for the cause. And I'm a real pause for the cause this time, y'all. Not what we did before. But nah, a pause for the cause, and we be right back. What's up, y'all? We back. So, I got a question for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did y'all miss us? I missed y'all.
I was about to say, I don't care if y'all missed us or not, because I missed y'all.
I did. I really did. Like, I really missed us. Like, so I hope this duration of time, while we took a little pause for the cause, because, you know, we had to get ourselves all back together, all three of us, that y'all was listening to some old episodes.
Yes. Caught up with us.
You know, caught up with us. Got some, listen to some of your favorites, you know, like Camel Sperm, Twerk Season,
Little New Snack.
Okay, AJ Nothing But a Number, something. I hope
like Snacks. You guys
just indulging. Yeah. Indulging in everything that we were doing.
Yes.
So before we get into this week's topic, I do, on a serious note, because y'all know Business John always be joking and hee hee ha ha. Y'all know that's just me. But on a serious note, I do want to say that, and I wish I could have brought it to your attention earlier, but it's okay. Because we're only, mid-April?
Yeah.
So, April is the Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And just so happened that this year, in April, marks the 20th anniversary. And this is something I've talked with my Johns about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that is dear and near to me. And it's probably dear and near to you all, whether it's personal or someone near you closely.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something, you know, I'm going to jump more into it, you know, when it comes down to it. But I did want to bring that to everyone's attention. And for it to be known that April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. All right. So,
yes.
Yeah. And nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to be, you know, down about. You know, we all go through our situations the way that we do. But this is just something that I wanted to bring to you guys, bring it to your attention, bring it to your knowledge. All right. So, we're going to just go ahead and get into the topic. So, like, I don't even know, but like, what are we talking about this week? You know what we talking about this week?
We talking about some beauty standards.
Beauty standards? What? I mean, I'm cute. I know I'm cute. I don't care what you say.
Pretty much.
But I'm cute though.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
But I'm cute though. Nah. So we going to dive into a topic. We're going to be talking about skin deep. And we're basically talking about our beauty within ourselves,
mm-hmm.
and within different cultures.
Yep.
Just to give, of course, our opinions and our spin and our twist on everything.
Yes.
You know? So, with that said, how do you feel about the beauty standards that we have in society now?
It's rough.
Yeah.
It is because it's like, unless you have, you know, flawless skin, flawless
mm-hmm.
body,
mm-hmm.
you're not looked at as beautiful.
Right.
And it's even, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, what is really beauty? So, and mm-hmm. now, like, it's, if you don't look like a social media influencer,
hmm.
you know, you're okay. not
Let's talk about
beautiful,
it.
You know, so if you don't look like a model or, you know, reality star or, you know, an actress, you're not beautiful.
Yeah.
Which that's rough.
Yeah. And it's rough to, I'm just going to speak on my behalf, y'all. It's just, it's rough for a little brown girl like me. Okay? Because I was a little brown girl coming up. And as then and now, being that little brown girl ain't all that it's cracked up to be. Allegedly. Okay? Because we know we better. We better than the rest. Okay? Everybody see, want.
We gonna talk everybody want in brown more sugar detail and chocolate,
okay?
About this at another date.
We will.
Because you not gonna act like I ain't brown over here too.
Brown where?
See what I'm saying?
But shit, I'm just I'm talking second, about. Okay? So, just like my social media John said, you know, we have different influences that come from whether it's culturally, society, social media, you know, just personal reference. We just, it comes from every end of the spectrum.
Right.
And it's things that, you know, we deal with on a day-to-day basis, no matter how old we are. Okay. We deal with it. And, you know, we push through. At least, you know, we try to push through with it. But it's something that always, it still affects us.
Yeah.
It still is effective. And it affects us in
different ways.
Different ways.
Yeah.
Some may think it's positive. Some may think it's negative. But, you know, you're the one that's there to choose to see if you want that negative part or that positive part. You know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, let me say it like this, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My ass is beautiful.
Okay, you better say that, sis.
So, and that's what my problem is. People gonna be like, see, that's that light skin shit.
She's throwing it out my mouth.
First off.
She took it right out my mouth.
No, because I get this shit from my daddy.
That's that.
Who was not light skin. Okay? Get this shit from him. So, it don't matter how big I am, how small I am, how light I am, how dark I am. I'm like, this bitch bad.
Okay.
So that's
my cheek. This, yeah, my cheek.
Okay. Hey. Okay. But that's what my problem is. Like, I really be on some like
cute as shit. I don't even think it's a problem though.
It is. So, I'm going to break it down later at another time.
Okay.
Because it's a problem.
All right. Well, you do that then.
My bitch ass need to make some changes. I'm like, shit.
Okay, so since we even talked about that, right? So, let me bring this little question up.
Mm-hmm.
Since you made a little comment on this. Well, not actually on this, but something that can go into this. So, do you think beauty is cultural or
okay,
biological?
So I'm gonna talk for me personally, like it's both, like, because okay, biologically, like, I come from, my mom is like such a weirdo, she's so not like that. She thinks like she's very beautiful. Like, she doesn't. Like, she thinks she's cute, but she's like, I'm all right. Like, I ain't all that beautiful.
Right.
But my dad, on the other hand, cockiest MF-er on the planet, right? So, rest in peace.
Okay.
But, so, my cockiness, I get from him.
Okay.
So, my mom is like, she don't even like to smile like that. She's like, she has her moments, right? Mm-hmm. Where she cute. Where I come out the room and I got on a sports bra and like some booty shorts. And I'm like, Mom, look at this greatness that you put on this earth, right? So that's the biological part. 'Cause my dad was like that too. He would be like, you got the coolest dad out here. You got the flyest dad out here. Look at this outfit I got on. That was my dad, right? Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I do. I get it from him. And then culturally, I feel like there is also a standard too.
Mm-hmm.
because I'm light skinned or whatever. Don't do that.
I didn't do nothing.
Rewind the YouTube. Y'all saw shit.
I didn't do nothing.
So because I'm light skinned or whatever, people always feel as though, you know, I'm quote unquote prettier. Where I've never seen it like that, but you know, I always have heard it throughout my life. With me being a black girl that's light skinned, it's always been that where I, of course, thought my mother was the most beautiful thing put on the planet because that's my mom. But I also admired how my aunts, both of my aunts, had this beautiful skin that was just like, I can't put a finger on it. And my dad's skin was like so beautiful in a way, not saying that my skin isn't, because I, like I said, I feel like I'm beautiful. But their beauty was different. But culturally, that's how it was looked on. And it shouldn't be. I don't feel like it should be. Because, you know, I think that the business joint is beautiful. She got some bomb-ass skin. And, you know, I kind of just, you know,
popping.
Her melanin is popping. Okay. But culturally, it's always been this thing. Like I said, we'll talk about it more at a different date, go into more detail. But I think that it is, for me, it's both. It's culturally and biological. Like, that's that kind of sets the stage.
Yeah. I can agree with you with what you said as far as it being both for a biological standpoint and a cultural. Again, two, I got my father. He's a different little character, okay?
If you know him, yes, he is.
Okay. My father would always say he a pretty MF-er. Okay, I'm a pretty black, okay? My daddy always said that. He always said it, okay? My mother, on the other hand, you know, she would always, you know, my mother is real chill, laid back or whatever. My mother knew she was fly. She was fly. She knew it. You know, she acted like she didn't want, but she knew it. She knew when she was fly. You could tell a little walk was a little different. but as far as for me, I know. I'm not sure if she did anything with my brothers. I don't know. I have to talk about it. But for me, she always told me that I was beautiful. She always told me. And she did literally from the top of my head to my toes. She would always say, oh, your tight little curls are so beautiful. Your tight curls make up you. Oh, look at your lips. You have your grandmother's lips. You have those Indian lips. You have no lips, but they're so beautiful. You have this. Your skin is so beautiful. You know, you're my beautiful girl. And, you know, she would just go through it and go through the list of, just comments and commenting me. And it always made me feel good. It made me feel pretty at that time. And on a different note, we will talk about it. But, and growing up, you know, I always juggled with it because here we come with the cultural aspect of everything. Because culturally, you had those, oh, light skin is better, colored eyes on a melanin person is more pretty. Oh, your hair is not kinky. Oh, your hair is more curly or wavy. Oh, that's what made you pretty. You know, the texture of your hair, the complexion of your skin, even from the things that you wore, just made you prettier. And you know, your physical build.
I didn't even think about the wearing part.
Yeah, and you know,
the stuff you wear,
the things that you wear made you pretty too as well, or made you more beautiful and culturally in the eyes of the culture,
right?
You know, whatever that is to be. So yeah, my opinion is both. I love my parents, respect them, and anyone else that complimented me, because they always used to just talk about me and my little short little chocolate self with the little big legs. They used to always talk about me, and I used to be like, I don't know if that's a complex or not. Like, y'all,
she's still short and
me.
Chocolatey with
okay,
little legs.
With my little little tree some days, but don't get it twisted. Okay.
She's a little teapot, short and stout.
Don't get it twisted. Okay. I just went, okay. Let me stop, dog. So,
oh, my little whip pot.
Don't do that. I ain't no pot.
Little whip pot.
Here we go. It's always a nickname floating around with the Johns. Here we go, little whip pot.
It's a little teapot.
I'm about to look it up to see if something come up or not. To see if something comes up or not. So, of course, as we, you know, talk about this and you're going down a little journey of, you know, what is beauty to you? What's beauty to us?
I mean,
what is beauty? What is being beautiful?
You know what? Being older now, I feel like beauty is confidence. Because it's some people that aren't, you know, the most attractive looks wise, right? But they're very confident. They got swag, right? Oozing. And it's like that's what makes them beautiful, is that confidence. Now, where that confidence come from, who knows? It could just be an inner confidence they have. It could be, you know, like me and Whit both talked about, me and the business joint star, we just talked about
y'all, like, know who I am, stop right. saying.
Like, me and the business y'all just talked about how, like, it could be, like, you know, our parents instilled it in us, you know, all of that. But that's kind of what it is, because it's like, you have to be confident to feel beautiful. Because, like, if you're not confident in it, it doesn't matter how, quote, unquote, pretty you are or ugly you are. Like, you're not going to exude it. Because you can, like, for me, like, I've always been a believer and you can wear dollar store clothes, right?
Okay.
But if you're confident in it, it's like you got on some designer wears.
Yep.
So it really, like, that's what it means to me, is that confidence. And I think for me, I can't even say that beauty is like a reflection of me, because I like things that don't necessarily, that I consider things that are beautiful too, that don't exactly look like me or can be compared to me. So,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of how I think of beauty.
And so I can rock and roll with that,
mm-hmm.
but I'm going to put a different name on it. Okay. Oh. So, beauty to me is uniqueness.
I like that.
Being unique, and everyone has their own uniqueness.
You know, that is true.
Everyone is unique in their own little way.
Mm-hmm.
You could be quirky, whatever it is, right. Whatever it is, it's unique, and it's unique about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you have that confidence and you're able to push that uniqueness out, whether if you wear it, you know, whether if it's just, whether if you physically wear it, whether if you wear it, you know, personally, where we could tell just from physically, this is just you and mm-hmm. your uniqueness. You're just so quirky that, you know what I mean? You're beautiful. Like, your quirkiness just makes you beautiful. It could just be by what you're wearing, just makes you beautiful. It's just whatever, that simple little unique thing about you, that little aspect of you. Whether if it's big or small, it right. makes you beautiful. Because, you know, we all can point fingers and say, this color looks better. That color looks better. That's better. But, you know, I could be that John that put it all together. I could have all those colors. And you like, oh, well, damn. That's dope.
I didn't even think about putting all of them together like
that. Yeah, that's dope. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that. Like, so, when you have that confidence, that pushes it even more. It pushes it even more. And it makes it more noticeable. You know? So, mm-hmm. And just with me personally, y'all know Whitney.
Oh, my gosh.
Business John. I like You know, I like people for who they are. For real, for real. It don't matter, like, you could look like Swamp Man. I'ma still talk to you because there's something about Swamp Man that I, you know,
wait a minute,
that makes you unique. Flag you could. I didn't say I'm a date Swamp Man.
Flag on the play.
I just said.
Oh, you just gonna like their.
Yeah.
You're right, because I was about to say.
See here,
I
she
had
go.
To put a.
She's
now
about to really...
Swamp Man now. Look, no. Swamp Man, we cool.
Hey yo.
But.
How's she gonna do that to me, whoa. Y'all? Like for real? Like I wasn't
whoa,
even going
Swamp
in that
Man.
Direction. You see? How
I was.
Going? You see? Her beauty is different than mine. Because Swamp Thing, I see his beauty for what it is.
But I mean, right. But a whole Swamp Man.
See what I'm talking about? So.
Over there.
You could be.
Look,
you know,
it's a standard, okay? Swamp Man ain't on my standard, okay? He had Swamp Man standard, okay?
So you have a standard. You have a beauty standard?
I do, of course. Swamp Man is
okay.
Look,
so what is
now,
your beauty
Swamp
standard?
Man.
Like, what, so let's talk about your standards. Let's talk
See,
about
because,
standards, like you, how it impacts.
Just had to talk about Swamp Man.
Oh, you
I?
Did. You did. You know, you had to just take my Swamp Man and just kind of roll it over to you,
girl.
Yeah.
Flag.
Yeah. So, like,
all of that.
Society, social media.
Right.
And our personal beauty standards, you know.
So, are we talking just about men now, or?
It doesn't matter. However
okay.
you want to talk about
so,
it.
So, all right. Because I will talk about sis. Swamp Man romantically. Okay. Swamp Man, we're going to have a conversation about just swampiness. Okay. see what I'm saying? See how you just gag like that? That's what I'm talking about.
I thought, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. So, but I think that for everyone, you are physically attracted to someone first. That physical attraction is always going to be something first.
I agree.
What ends up keeping that person there is the personality, their morals, their values, y'all interests.
The uniqueness,
their confidence. All of that is what kind of keeps it to get to that romantic state. Now, I'm not into everyone. I'm not. But I am very much into, you know, Swamp Man. He may have the best fucking... Don't do that. You said it. You said Swamp
Man. I know.
Man.
I'm just... I'm waiting to hear it.
You said Swamp Man.
I am.
But Swamp Man, you know, we talked about, you know, us being pansexuals before, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're attracted to who he is, right?
The person.
At the end of the day, if Swamp Man is amazing,
mm-hmm.
you want to look past Swampy. And you're going to be like, he's amazing, though. Or she's amazing. Even though they swampy. They may not be what I normally go for. Not normally into that swamp life. But guess what? This little swamper does something for me. Right?
Right. This little swamper. What?
Or Swampy Big Swamper.
Swamper. Like, what? I'm trying to hold myself together, but I'm like, what is she doing?
Look, okay? So, that's what might happen. So, me and Swamp Man may just be friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then that friendship might develop into some swampers.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah, you just never know with that because... You know, what you think you don't want
ends up being what you get.
Yeah.
And you love it.
And you love it, you know, yeah. And you never knew that you needed it.
Right?
So you might have said, Swampy. See, listen, you my homie, we homies, we gonna always be homies. But Swampy gonna sweep your ass off your feet.
Oh,
And Swampy gonna lay that swamp down. And that.
And she wish. I know she wished now she never said Swamp Man.
I know, right? Because it's just too much. Okay?
It's a wrap now.
You know, it's a story that goes with everything we always say and do. And this had this, a whole swamp part has a whole story with the Jones. Like, it has a story. Oh, I know you would like that story, but you're not going to get it today. But anyway, so, yes.
Right.
We all have standards. We all have beauty standards. Right. And I believe that we are first attracted physically.
Right.
And then comes everything else.
Exactly.
And, it's how we're made up.
Yes.
You know, it's how we're, not everyone, but most, we're just made up like that. We first look, judge.
Yeah.
And then act on however, you know, we feel from there.
Right.
Because some things we could put in our minds and, like, we could try to see if there is a fit and it's not.
Right.
But for that situation and those people, it works and it's good. Such as, you know, I'm just going to throw this out here. I'm still trying to figure out why I ain't found nobody to connect with. But that's a different story. Because, you know, business don't be on some shit. Business don't be on some shit, y'all. But anyway.
Look, you said it.
I did.
Because I mean, I think the same thing over here. But that's...
I did.
That's because I ain't met Swampy Go Swampy yet.
Right. I haven't met that key person. You know, that I probably didn't overlook them a few times. He probably been right there on my face. But it's just that first initial. That first hurdle. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to step over this one. I ain't even going to jump there.
Let me tell you how. Okay, right. So the way that my mind has been set up lately.
Oh, my God.
I have been having dreams of people from my past.
Ooh.
And I've been like.
Statue? Oh, I'm so worried.
That's always a good dream. That's always a good dream. Woo! Might make it.
Okay, y'all don't even know. But anyway.
But
so yes.
So of situations where I've let shit go, where I probably shouldn't have, probably should have seen where that went, but I was like, nah. Mm-hmm. Right. And of people where I'm like, should I know? Right.
Should I try to find?
Right. I've been having those kind of, so it's kind of like a, so with you bringing that up, that just made me think of that. Mm-hmm. Like, should I?
Yeah, be.
Bring it full circle.
Right. Right.
I don't know. I don't know.
What should the Johns do, y'all?
Maybe I put,
you know,
put a few fillers out there and see.
What should the Johns do? Well, these two Johns, because I have a John. That joint, she locked and loaded, okay? She be acting like she not. She locked and loaded, okay? Always has been. She always will be.
Yep.
Locked and loaded, okay? Get all that. We the single Johns, and we be trying to figure it out, yep. Okay? Mm-hmm. I be trying to figure it out.
Yep.
Just can't wrap my mind on it, but it's all right. So, how do you feel as though social media and society has made an impact on what's beautiful, what's not?
They've made a huge impact on it. Me because too. If it's not social media approved, it ain't beautiful nowadays. Okay. It's like, and I felt really sorry because Khloe Kardashian had posted a picture up that wasn't Photoshopped, that wasn't filtered or anything like that. And she felt as though she had to talk about her insecurities when she was younger and this, that, and the third, and why she wanted the picture taken down, right? And I just feel like, for one, I feel like she did that the wrong way. I'll explain that in a minute, right? But at the same time, it's like, why do we feel as though if we go on something and it's not filtered and it's not Photoshopped, that it's like, oh, you got to take it down? Like, you should feel as though I can go on here looking however I want to look, and
this is me,
right? And with her, I felt like she should have done it in a way of, I had those insecurities in my past, but this picture is to show you that, like, even with insecurities you have in your past, like, you're still beautiful. Because the picture was a beautiful picture of her. And it was her in her natural state. And it should have been a, I'm beautiful in my natural state versus I want this off because of my insecurities that I had from before. Mm-hmm. That's how I was thinking. My PR mind was thinking that, right? But that's what it's come to now, where people don't feel confident enough, filter free. Mm. You know, and I'm the same way. I can't act like I'm not. Granted, I am beautiful, but I got blemishes, okay? So a filter is necessary. That's how I feel. Got dark spots all on my face. But I'm still cute, though. But I'm cuter in person than that HD camera be bringing out blemishes. I'd be like, where the fuck did that come from? No. Filter me. Please. Okay? But seriously, though, like... But at the same time, like, I posted a picture the other day, definitely, you know, have gained weight, talked about me gaining this weight, especially with all these health issues I got going right now. And that was very vulnerable for me because it's like a bitch is bigger than she used to be, you know, but I still posted it and it was no filter on it, you know, no. I ain't had no girdle or no shit on or nothing like that. It was me. You can see the roly-poliness of my stomach and all of that. But guess what? It's me. But nowadays, people feel so uncomfortable posting those true pictures of themselves.
Right. Yeah.
And that's what I feel like social media has done. Like, you can't just be you. You gotta be what social media wants you to be versus who you actually are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on that. Social media has made, I can't say that it's made a positive impact. It has, in my eyes, I believe it's made a negative impact on a lot of people. It's hard to see, you know, it's hard to see that someone cannot love their true self or what they used to be, you know. As you talked about Chloe, I can just talk about, I could say like Chloe to me, the original, the natural Chloe looked better to me without her having these different things done to herself. She's now then altered herself to what she feels as though is beautiful.
Right.
And there's no harm and foul in that, but she's now in a place where she feels more beautiful regardless of what she had going on. But in her younger stage and her, you know, before she was a popular Kardashian, whatever.
Right.
She was more beautiful to me because why? Because she had a different look to me. She had a different look than both her sisters.
Right.
And I'm talking about Kim and
Courtney.
So... not talking about the little Jenner girls, but she had a different look to me. And just with that, again, goes back to what I said before, her uniqueness made her look more beautiful to me than she did Kim. Even though Kim was in the limelight, Kim was this, Kim was that.
Right.
You know,
Kim was the standard.
Right. She's just the standard. And now, with society and social media, showing that, oh yeah, your nose, you know, just with makeup itself. Yeah, makeup is makeup. And makeup was always, to me, I feel like it was always a beauty standard.
Right.
You're beautiful with makeup and not natural. But even now, just the contouring that people do to themselves. And I'm like, damn, like you changed up your whole face with just this freaking palette of makeup. And whether it's just the contour, your cheekbones, your nose, you know, you highlighting different areas. And it's just like, wow, like, it's crazy what you can do with some makeup. Like, it's really crazy what you could do. But now it's just something that is a has to be. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, I was a little tomboy, y'all. So I wanted makeup sometimes, but sometimes I didn't, you know. And other little girls like makeup and lipstick, all that kind of stuff. But it was never a necessity to me.
Right.
And I was never like, oh, yeah, let me hop in this mirror and put this blush and foundation, all that kind of stuff on. No. I didn't feel like it made me. I felt like it was pointless and wasted too much of my time. But it's just something that's now pushed more in society. Mm-hmm. You have to have these things to look more beautiful. You have to have these different enhancements to be more beautiful. You know, before you could be in your natural self, you know, little B cups, A cups, you know.
And you were still beautiful.
Yeah, no hips, no booty, and you were beautiful.
You but know, now and even it's
in some
like...
yeah, in some situations you that's how they want you anyway. But now hips, dips, bips, and curves is what it is. It's like that was never, you know, before some odd years ago.
Right.
It was like, yo, you got, that's too much hips and bits for me. You know, that's too much booty for me. And now everybody wants to go get their butt done.
Let me tell you how.
I don't get it. Why? I'm going to sag later. Why?
I posted a picture up for Third Back Thursday. I want to say it was like last week or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I didn't realize how skinny I was back then. Like, because I thought I was so fat back then, right? And I saw this picture and I was like, bitch. Mm-hmm. But that was also the standard then. The standard then was that I was fat. Mm-hmm. Where now, a bitch is pleasantly plump.
Okay.
And niggas is like, you looking good. You thick. Okay, they looking at me like, yo, mm-hmm. I will bite all in that thigh. Like,
for real. And it's crazy how much it impacts.
Yes. Us. And it's changed. And I'm like I've said before, I done gained mad weight. The same dudes that was hollering at me back when I thought I was fat back then is the same ones that's hollering at me right now and telling me how they can bite all up in my thigh. Because
they like your uniqueness.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
You're trying to be like A-Rod and rub on my pom-poms.
Mm-hmm. I guess. Sound like that, y'all. But, so, yeah, it's just like...
I cracked myself up. I'm sorry, y'all.
She's a nut, y'all. I know. So, yeah, like I said, to me, social media has a negative impact mm-hmm. on us as far as what's beautiful and what's not. But I can say I love social media for what it does bring.
Right.
But as far as the beauty aspect of everything, I do not. Because it's, you know, if you have something going on, whether you were born physically, if something happened to you tragically,
right,
whatever, you know, that's talked about first. And then it's like, oh, but she looks nice now after she done put all this makeup on right. and jizzed herself up. Oh, yeah, she looks bomb now. Why can't I just be in my beautiful natural self?
And, you know, I say that beauty is confidence, but it was somebody who actually said like they hate that, like mm-hmm. being told like that they're so confident. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't understand why that they would think that that's such a bad thing. Like, being like, oh, well, you're so confident. I could never wear something like that or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that's actually a compliment because I'm not saying it like, oh, I would never wear it, period. But it's like mm-hmm. knowing how I feel about my body, I'm not there yet. And some people think of confidence like, oh, you just telling me like, it's almost like it's a bad thing when it's not. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, no, like I really do truly mean it. Like if I tell a girl like, yo, I wish I was as confident as you. It's because I truly wish I was as confident as you. Mm-hmm. Like Because, yes, I have confidence, but I still got some ways to go, right? And mm-hmm. it's some girls out there that are confident as fuck. And I'm like, yo, I wish I could be right. there. So and instead of it being taken as a negative, I feel like they need to take it as a positive.
Mm. Yeah, and, you know, we can all say, you know, what will be a negative, what will be a positive to us. And, you know, that's just something that we have to deal with mentally.
Yeah.
And physically and personally. We all just personally have to deal with that because regardless of every, you know, there's not every parent out there telling their child that they're beautiful.
Right.
Or they're handsome. Or they're this, you know, giving them positive motivational feedback, right? So you have those young ladies and young men that are being told they're ugly, they're stupid, everything's negative. So they're going to look that like, oh, well, I want to be like her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I hear mommy and daddy talking about her and how beautiful she is. And so I want to be like her. You know, it changes that the dynamic of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And with self, you know, it's a reflection on self. And we all have to work on self.
Yes.
We all need every last one. I don't care if you're around here talking about something, you got all the confidence in the world. We all need help. We all need to work on self.
Yeah.
Okay? Because there's something about self that we need to work on.
Yep.
And this whole beauty standard is something that I wish we could just kind of get over.
Yeah.
I wish we could. But I know this is just something that's going to be part of society. And it's just
I was just about to say that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's something that just happens over and over and over again. You know, right now, having, you know, being busty, having hips and a large bottom is what's in. Here we go in a few more years. All you biddies that done went to all these different doctors and got all these enhancements.
Gonna be wanting to go get them taken out.
It's not gonna be as beautiful anymore, you know? Because that's not gonna be the it thing. Something is always trending. And, you know, we just need to just enjoy our natural selves.
I agree.
And more, you know, motivation needs to go out to each and every one of us. Whether it's at home, and your group of friendship, professionally, you know, we all need to be like, yo, bro, you look good today. I like it. I like you. Like, I like your little lay. Like, that joint, that fit is dope. Like, you look good. Oh, sis, look at you. You looking beautiful. Like, yeah, we need to start doing more of that so we can get past this beauty standard a little bit.
You know what's funny is that what you saying that, right? When I used to work at Nordstrom, that was a way to connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
Would be, instead of me being like, oh, ma'am, are you looking at that shoe? Like, I can help you with that. Like, it would be, hey, like, I love your scarf. Give them a genuine compliment about something they're wearing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And from when I left Nordstrom, I incorporated that into my just daily routine.
Day-to-day life. Mm.
So I try to give a compliment every day to a random person who I don't know.
That's good.
To just be like, and it's a genuine compliment. Don't be like, oh, I like your glasses, but you really think they trash. Like, don't do that. Like, give a genuine compliment. Mm. Really compliment them on something you do like.
Mm-hmm.
And not only does it make them feel good, it makes you feel good because you're being a genuinely nice person.
Right.
And it kind of brings back that humanity in the world where it's like, I'm complimenting you. It could be, sometimes it's just as generic as I'm complimenting the girl's nails at the drive-thru.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I genuinely like her nails.
Right.
I really do.
Right.
But
instead of, oh, girl, let me see your nails. Oh, okay.
I like those.
Right. And you know how some people just give a slight compliment but not giving you all
of it. Right.
Yeah, like, oh, let me see. Okay.
And with that, some people, I mean, if you're not a conversation starter, like you don't like conversations like that, I don't suggest you do this all the time. But it brings a light into their eyes and into to who they are that you may not have seen before you gave that compliment. Mm-hmm. So.
And a true compliment. And let's not put color and size on stuff.
You're right.
Because like, that's one thing.
You confident for a big girl.
Yeah. I can't. It's certain things that I can't stand. Like, no, I'm not skinny. But I hear a lot of guys doing it too. And it may not even affect them. But to me, I'm like, for what? Like, so if you see if another guy sees another gentleman, whatever, his car, whatever, car, clothes, whatever he has on, he's like, yo, big man, your car is dope. This man know he plus size. He know he husky. Why you gotta call him big man?
Right. Like, well, you know, dudes like to be called big and stuff.
But see, and I be looking like, why you gotta call him big man? Like, we know. Or he'd be like, oh, thanks, big guy. You trying to be funny? Or no, like, I'm short and I'm stubby. So you saying big guy? Like, so see, I look at things like,
but see,
I leave that out of it. Like, don't put any of that extra physical on your compliment. Please, you don't have to say, thanks, big guy, big dog.
If it's not. I do that smart shit to people I know.
Well, yeah. But like,
not like just random.
Yeah, to a random person. Right. Like, nah. Like, I just can't. I just don't like it. It irks my soul. So if y'all see me tear up my face and somebody doesn't, y'all know why. Because it's just something I can't stand. And I don't know why. I guess it's just.
It's the word for a big girl. That's the thing that
you can keep that off. Just say, my guy, your truck is nice.
Right.
My guy, those shoes are fly. I don't know. Just certain things irk me. But listen, y'all. So we about to wrap this thing up.
Yes.
All right. And it was a pleasure of seeing you guys again.
I know.
I miss you. So tell your mama,
can't wait till next week,
your brother, your daddy, your uncle. Tell them all to come back and see us because we back. We back, y'all. All right. So you got any last words on social media, Joanne?
I mean, beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Okay.
That beholder. Yeah. So.
That third eye. Oh, no.
That's it for me.
Beauty is skin deep, okay?
Okay.
So we first gotta love ourselves, and then we can appreciate ourselves, and then we can appreciate everyone's other. You know, everyone's beauty, their natural beauty in itself. You know what I'm saying? So,
I guess we.
So, you know, we just want to say safe sex is the best sex. Okay, you know what I'm saying? And 420 about to come up.
Oh, so shit, y'all it
make
is.
Sure. Y'all, you know, blow out with the joint. All right. Oh. That didn't go one. Oh,
okay. That was good. That was a good.
We going to make sure she do one for y'all. She going to sound like 50 us 50. She going to sound like that on 420 watch. But, y'all, I love y'all today. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your fans, new fans, old fans. We love you guys. Make sure that you're tuning in. All right. We're back every Sunday at 6 p.m. with new episodes. Since we back, we're going to hit y'all with some more content.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all just stay tuned in. You never know when we're going to pop in, pop out. You know, y'all going to see us live, maybe. Who knows? Hmm. One of us, two of us, three of us. She never knows.
Hopefully three.
Okay. Hopefully it will be three. It will be three next
Right. You're just going to claim it.
But yeah, so this was another hot episode of Yeah Get 'Em Girl Crew podcast. And this is the business joint. I got the social media joint with me. And we will see y'all next week with another dope ass topic and some more laughs and shit and all that good stuff. All right, so we will check y'all out next week.
Bye.